Match days were certainly noisy, very noisy. But rugby supporters are generally very, very well behaved. They used to be noisy, which did annoy some other passengers who were maybe not in the least bit interested in rugby or travelling over to Ireland for whatever reason. But they would be outnumbered, probably about 10-1 by fans going to watch the rugby. And I'm afraid it was they might have come off the ferry in Rosslare thinking, well, that was 3 hours of hell, but there was nothing we could do about it. There was no trouble. I suppose one of the other downside of some of the journeys we did was when in bad weather, especially if the wind in Rosslare was from the northeast, which is the worst wind for Rosslare Harbour, which made it impossible to dock, so the ship couldn't get in. I can remember one journey which should have taken 3.5 hours, took us the best part of 3 days. So we had these passengers stuck on board. We just couldn't do anything about it. They were given beds, most of them were. I don't think we could accommodate all of them, but they were fed and watered and kept fully informed of what was going on. But generally they could see that the weather was bad and they could understand the problem, but it didn't make their experience any or their tempers any didn't make them any more placid.